Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
The box. You opened it. We came. You are all my children now.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these threats.
There's no more room in hell. The dead walk here.
Kill her, Mommy. Kill her. Don't let her get away, Mommy. Don't let her live.
I won't.
You play a good game, boy. But the game is finished. Now you die.
Careful what you wish for.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told nothing left, no reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
Oh, God! Mother! Blood! Blood!
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Demons to some, angels to others.
No.
It's a bad time, this time of year.
How many times is he gonna tell this story?
Oh, let him tell it. I love fairy tales.
This ain't no fairy tale, little girl. If you don't take it seriously, you're a fool!
The first Valentine's dance in 20 years has to be something special.
Look, Flanders, you've got to get a lot of exercise if you're going to grapple with Gretchen.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a Valentine for her that she's never going to forget.
Right to the heart, huh?
In this town on Valentine's Day, everybody loses their heart.
Roses are red, violets are blue. One is dead, and so are you.
It can't be happening again.
Stop!
It can't be happening again.
What's going on over in Valentine Bluffs? It looks like Harry Warden's back in town.
It happened once. It happened twice. Cancel the dance, or it'll happen thrice.
In the town of Valentine Bluffs, there are many ways to die. Take your pick. My Bloody Valentine.
Hello and welcome to Haunted Radio.
We are here with our 421st edition of Haunted Radio for February 20th, 2019. We apologize for missing the last several weeks. Again, unfortunately, a heavy workload and heavy schedule. Time has been very few and far between. So that's why we're having a belated Valentine's Day edition of the show. We have a ton of news, in particular toy news, on this week's edition of the show. We'll be reviewing the Lords of Salem and have not one but two Valentine's Day themed horror songs on the Vortex. So hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this belated Valentine's Day edition of Haunted Radio. The Graveyard Gazette. The latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment. Brought to you by the Deadland Haunted House in Warren, Michigan. TheDeadland.com. And welcome to the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment. We begin with some tough news here. For horror fans, the name of John Carbuschler is one that conjures up all kinds of incredibly cool and memorable images, as his special effects work has for years been downright legendary. Fan favorite films like Reanimator, The Dream Master, Ghoulies, and From Beyond, just to name a few, wouldn't have been what they are without his incredible makeup effects talents elevating them. And that's not even including the makeup master's contributions as a director. Most notably, of course, he directed Friday the 13th Part 7, The New Blood, bringing Kane Hodder into the franchise for the very first time, and reimagining the iconic Jason Voorhees with the single coolest makeup the character has ever received over the years. He also directed Troll, Cellar Dweller, and Ghoulies Go to College. Sadly, it's been announced that the horror effects legend is currently battling stage 4 prostate cancer, but you can help him win this fight through a fundraiser over on GoFundMe. You can check out various websites and go search on for his GoFundMe on the GoFundMe website. I will not be giving the link here because it is an incredibly detailed link, but please, please look into it and donate what you can if you can. All right, now the rest of the news is dedicated to pure toys, and boy, were there ever news and toys. I'll start off with Funko. Funko has unveiled new vinyl pop figures. As someone who's a huge Funko horror pop collector, I'm definitely looking forward to this. Jaws will be included in not one, but two figures of Bruce the Killer Shark. Both of them will be super-sized pops, as one has an air tank in his mouth and the other does not. Also, Hooper, Quint, and Brody are also getting their own pop figures. And one that I've already pre-ordered, Pet Sematary. It looks like we're getting a two-pack that includes the undead Gage Creed along with the undead cat Church, both based on the 1989 film and not the new movie. Also, Funko released images of their Addams Family Funkos, which will be based off the classic Addams Family TV series. Also, Super 7 has whipped out a wave of retro 70s style reaction figures based on the film They Live, which will include John Nada, a blue alien male, and a blue alien female. Move to news on NECA, who has quite a bit that they have unveiled. They have unveiled new clothed doll figures of Freddy Krueger from Wes Craven's New Nightmare, a decayed Pamela Voorhees from Friday the 13th, Part 3, female and male aliens from They Live, Sam from Trick or Treat, Tom Atkins from Night of the Creeps, and Dr. Decker from Nightbreed. NECA also has announced the introduction of a brand new line of horror toys, Toonie Terrors, reinterpretations of our favorite horror icons as cartoon characters. Now, these figures look very much Scooby-Doo-esque in appearance. While full details are yet to be revealed, NECA revealed prototypes for Friday the 13th's Jason Voorhees, A Nightmare on Elm Street's Freddy Krueger, and Pennywise from both the television and feature film adaptation of Stephen King's It. Also, one of last year's best horror toys was NECA's Michael Myers from the new Halloween 2018. And up next, they're following that figure with a retro-style take on the film's Myers. Based on his appearance in David Gordon Green's Halloween, this particular figure of Michael stands 8 inches tall and is fully articulated and includes knife and hammer accessories. Also, NECA has unveiled a Halloween 2 Michael Myers figure that will include 3 different heads, one which depicts his normal mask, the second which features his blood tears look from the final act of the film, and the third head, a blonde-haired Ben Tramer. Yes, that means the toy doubles as a Ben Tramer action figure. Accessories also include a hammer, knife, and syringe. Also on display at the Toy Fair this weekend are 3 different figures based on Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, depicting trick-or-treaters wearing the iconic witch, pumpkin, and skull masks. And when this comes out, if you also get the Tom Atkins figure from Night of the Creeps, well, you can also double that as his doctor character in Season of the Witch. Also, 18-inch scale action figures from NECA featuring Pennywise from the remake of It, Tim Curry's Pennywise, and Michael Myers from the 2018 film. Basically, they are super-sized figures from their 7-inch figure line. Based on Bill Skarsgård's portrayal of the nightmare-inducing clown, this menacing 18-inch figure has been painstakingly detailed to be as accurate to Pennywise's elaborate costume as possible, to recreate the most terrifying scenes in the movie. The fully articulated figure features interchangeable hands and signature red balloon. Also, based on his appearance in the thrilling new Halloween film, this all-new Michael stands over 18 inches tall, with over 25 points of articulation and plenty of accessories. The figure comes with a knife, hammer, and victim's head, and is a menacing addition to any collection. And last but not least, NECA also showed off version 2 variant of their Ultimate Pennywise 1990 figure, which most notably includes a massive alternate monster hand. Based on Tim Curry's portrayal of the terrifying clown, this scale figure is faithful to his on-screen appearance and packed with detail and accessories. Pennywise is fully articulated and features a total of 3 new interchangeable heads plus interchangeable hands, including a massive monster hand, turn back now balloon, and a 3D emerging hand book. Now, this figure is 7 inches, not 18 inches like the other two I just previously announced. Mezco was also busy, as they also revealed for their Living Dead Dolls line the addition of Jack Torrance and the Grady twins from The Shining. And they also announced coming in 2020 will be a doll of Sabrina from Netflix's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And yes, the Sabrina Spellman Living Dead doll includes her sidekick, Salem. The doll accurately depicts actress Kiernan Shipka's new take on the character from the Netflix series. And also, Mezco has announced brand new Addams Family animated figures from the new animated film from MGM, which is still set to release this October. But the voice cast includes Charlize Theron, Oscar Isaac, Chloe Grace Moretz, Finn Wolfhard, and Bette Midler. The new character designs from the new movie are getting a line of toys from Mezco, which were revealed at Toy Fair. And that will wrap up this edition of the Graveyard Gazette, the latest news headlines in the world of horror entertainment.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Could this year's best horror nominees make a grown man scream like a little girl?
No! No! Ah!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, please step right up and join us under the big top as we present to you the Critic Carnival.
Hi. Are you the new tenant? I just saw the tenant like 10 minutes ago standing in the doorway.
Oh, I hate to break it to you, but there is no person in number 5.
You have to understand that there is a war waging in heaven.
On the rare.
The Lords of Salem, possessing the souls of the Salem women, which the devil's child would inherit the earth.
Satan, come to us!
God does not spare angels when they sin.
Welcome.
And here we are at the Critic Carnival. On this week's edition, we are reviewing The Lords of Salem. The film was released in 2013, was 101 minutes long, written and directed by Rob Zombie. The film starred Jeff Daniel Phillips and Cherry Moon Zombie. Now, anyone who has not seen this film revolves around this character named Heidi, who is played by Cherry Moon Zombie, and it basically follows her around for this 1 week, where she works as a DJ on a local radio show in Salem, Massachusetts, and receives this mysterious record. And every time this music plays, which I must add is very eerie sounding music, I actually really love that sound, that song in that movie. And whenever it plays, it affects the women of Salem. And since she works for a radio station, it's aired on the radio and it affects the women. And all these strange, weird things start happening. And it all revolves around the ancestry of that town and the women of the town and the witches that were destroyed years and years and centuries ago. Now, this film definitely has its low points. It's by far not Rob Zombie's greatest work, but I actually enjoyed it. This movie gets a bad rap by a lot of people. But like I said, I found it very fun and interesting. I enjoyed it very much. I think it doesn't get nearly the good word that it should get. But again, that being said, it does feel like a regular Rob Zombie movie. The dirty hillbilly redneck kind of characters and so forth. But I give him credit. It was a good premise. I almost found it feeling almost like an art house film. Some of the scenes and shots were very artistic with colors and the scenery and so forth. I think I'd recommend it for someone to check it out once. It's by far not something you want to watch, you know, a zillion different times. But I still thought it was very interesting and fun to watch. So for this week's review of The Lords of Salem, out of 5 slashes, I will give it 3.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Coming next time to Critic Carnival.
Now you may think you see a grease-painted reformer sitting before you, but trust me, I'm not here to brighten your dismal day. I am here to end your miserable life. You know, all in all, you've had a pretty good run. Deep down inside, you must have known.
You digging what you see, Pops?
I reckon I do.
It all had to end somewhere. Ha! Might as well be now.
What the hell is this?
Tonight, we are going to play 31.
And all you have to do is survive 12 hours of our own private hell.
You say we hunt these freaks down and slit their throats.
Now we have ourselves a game.
Murder school? Well, it's now in session.
Dirty one is war, and war is hell.
In hell, everybody loves popcorn.
Music fix on as you enter and take a spin around the vortex.
Hello and welcome to the vortex. I am your demonic DJ, Ian Sane. Tonight, as we celebrate a belated Valentine's Day. First, we will be playing From Good Charlotte, My Bloody Valentine, followed by The Ballad of Harry Warden from the original 1981 film, My Bloody Valentine.
Thank you.
outside his bedroom window.
Sad Valentine, in a place known as Annie Girl Mine, a legend began. Every woman and man would always remember the time, and those who remained were never the same. You could see the fear in their eyes. Once every year, as the 14th draws near, there's a hush all over the town. For the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. Twenty years came and went, and everyone spent the 14th in quiet regret. And those still alive know the secret survives in the darkness that looms in the night. For the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. This little town, when the 14th comes round, there's a silence and fear in the air. Remember the morn that the legend was born, all the shock and the horror was there. Or the legend, they say, on a Valentine's Day is a curse that'll live on and on. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago. And no one will know, as the years come and go, of the horror from long time ago.
All right, that'll wrap up this week's edition of Haunted Radio. We thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this belated Valentine's Day edition of the show. On the next edition of the show, we'll be reviewing the film 31. We will be having a top 10 countdown and more. So please feel free to come back. And with that being said, hope everyone has a great week here. Have fun out there. As this is Haunted Radio, signing off for February 20th, 2019.
Haunted Radio would like to thank the following sponsors for helping us bring you the best in haunted and horror entertainment on a weekly basis.
Halloween Forum, the number one Halloween community since 2002. The original Halloween Forum, www.halloweenforum.com. The Midnight Syndicate, the leader in Halloween music and gothic horror fantasy soundtracks, www.midnightsyndicate.com. The Deadland Haunted House in Warren, Michigan, thedeadland.com. The Motor City Horror Club, where horror discussion begins, mchc60 www.50webs.com. HauntSpace, the social network for hardcore haunters at HauntSpace.com. Halloween Trade, the worldwide Halloween and haunted house shopping mall. www.halloweentrade.com.